The Taoiseach has said there needs to be more private investment in housing. Micheál Martin said the development of brownfield sites had not happened as quickly as the government would have liked. The Cabinet is expected to sign off today on a government motion to that effect. It's a counter-motion to one put down by the Labour Party, which is due to be debated in the Dáil this evening. Labour wants the state to take a more active role in housing delivery. Speaking to journalists in Paris earlier, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the state is already doing a lot and delivering close to 10,000 social houses every year.
The state investment is the key, is the major investment at the moment. But you need both. You need state and private sector investment. The opposition are not coming up with concrete proposals at all. They're saying no to this, they're saying no to that, but they're not actually coming up with viable, concrete proposals, in my view. We certainly don't need a state construction agency. I don't support that proposal. I think that would take a long time to establish, and I think would create its own complexities and difficulties in terms of getting construction done. So we need to, at the moment, it's the state all the way in terms of investment in housing and different forms of schemes and so on like that. So we just need more private sector investment as well.
Micheál Martin speaking earlier. The Labour Party's housing spokesperson, Limerick City TD Conor Sheehan, joins us. Is Micheál Martin wrong when he says more private investment is needed?
Well, look, Rachel, good afternoon, first of all. And the first thing I would say is that, yes, we do need an element of private and public sector investment. But the fact of the matter is we in Labour believe the state must take on a greater role. Micheál Martin speaks about the state investing in housing, but a lot of the schemes that they have brought forward over the last couple of years are inflationary schemes such as Help to Buy and the First Home Scheme, which actually don't add anything to the supply of housing. What we in Labour are calling for is the ambition of the Land Development Agency to be scaled up to allow the state to take on a much more active role. And we also want to see practical measures such as a dedicated land management unit in each local authority and the implementation, finally, after nearly 40 years, of the recommendations of the Kenny report, because much of the cost of housing, 25% of the cost of housing, is nearly actually made up of the cost of land.
You've proposed setting up a state construction company, and the argument put forward by those who oppose this, like Micheál Martin, is that it would make the process of building houses even more cumbersome.
Well, we've been very clear about this. What we actually want to do is we want to scale up the ambition of the Land Development Agency, because we supported the establishment of the LDA. We voted for it when it came before the Dáil. We've seen that the LDA is able to deliver social and affordable housing in Shangana in Dublin and also in Cork. But if you look at my own city of Limerick, the LDA has a number of strategic sites and nothing is happening on them. They're Category 3 long-term development viability sites. And if you look at the resignation letter of the previous interim chairperson, John Moran, it's very, very clear where the LDA is going wrong. The LDA needs to be scaled up, and that's what we mean by a state construction company.
Going back to what Micheál Martin was saying about greater private sector activity, presumably that doesn't have to mean less state activity. Aren't both needed?
That is a fair comment, but I mean, the stuff that Micheál Martin has been floating over the weekend, you know, would bring back memories to a lot of us, me included, to what happened during the crash. And it seems like Fianna Fáil as a party haven't learnt any of those.
You're talking
lessons.
About tax breaks for investors.
I'm talking about tax breaks for investors, and I'm also talking about removing the rent pressure zones, because the fact of the matter is, if you look at tax breaks for developers, the government's own tax strategy group in 2023 said that any reduction, say for example in things like VAT, that there is real evidence there that that will not be passed on to home buyers. And we have had no clarity from government as to what tax cuts are they planning. Are they planning to go back towards Section 23, because an awful lot of people in this country bore the cost because they were incentivised by Fianna Fáil at the time to invest in land development, and there was an awful lot of personal insolvency because of that. So we need to be very, very careful here, because this this country has a very, very bad history when it comes to tax breaks for developers. And from a Labour point of view, we are not absolutist when it comes to this, but we need to be sure that if there are going to be tax incentives brought forward, that they must be evidence-based and they must result in a real decrease in the cost of housing for putative homeowners. Oh, right.
Conor Sheehan, thank you for joining us from our Dáil studio. Let's pick up on this issue now with our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, we heard a few moments ago from Micheál Martin. Clearly, there's a change in policy on its way as far as the government and housing are concerned.
Yeah, there's an acceptance by the government that delivery hasn't been good enough, as we saw evidence of last year, where they'd hoped to get towards 40,000 completions and it was only around 30,000. So they're signalling that there's going to be a change of policy. They're signalling that everything's being reviewed. But they're also saying at the same time, let's not get ahead of ourselves. No decisions have been made, whether it comes to sort of rent pressure zones or anything else. So they're saying things like brownfield industrial sites and cities. We need to use that to increase housing supply. Apply because things are not coming on stream as quickly as possible. But just exactly the mechanics, they haven't been specific about that yet because they're looking at a review which is going to take several months.
Is there a danger, though, that in floating these ideas now, you just end up with even more uncertainty?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that the criticisms which have been levelled against the government to say that if you're starting to float stuff, then investors are not sure which way things are going to go, and that leads to uncertainty, and that uncertainty is something that business doesn't like. And yet at the same time, the Housing for All plan clearly needs to be upgraded, and a part of that is looking at your options. So they're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Clearly, they were spooked by those housing figures that showed that the actual number of completions last year was only in the region of 30,000.
Absolutely, and they've taken an awful lot of criticism of that from opposition parties because the row has been, you must have known, you must have known, particularly in the run-on to the general election when the central bank was warning, the ESRI was warning, other institutions were warning that the targets were not going to be achieved. So they've said was evidence before, say when it came to central bank statistics, that the government had exceeded them in 2023, in 2022. They thought it was going to happen again in 2024 and it didn't happen. But I think one of the statistics last week which came out, the stockbroker's prediction that it was going to be 93,000 homes needed every year until 2031, which is just giving this sense of urgency again that whatever policy we had in place isn't good enough. We need to do something else and that needs to happen fast.
One other item of note this lunchtime, Paul, coming from the Social Democrats. What have they been saying?
Well, the deputy leader of the Social Democrats, Cian O'Callaghan, came on to the plinth here in Leinster House and basically said that the party's national executive had decided to indefinitely suspend Owen Hayes, their former TD, and that backed a plan which had come from basically the parliamentary party as well. And so what had happened there, people might remember, was that the decision was taken after Deputy Hayes confirmed he'd sold shares in the company Palantir, which supplies artificial intelligence tools to the Israeli military, 1 month after he was elected to Dublin City Council. And the problem here was that he previously told journalists that he divested shares in the company prior to becoming a Social Democrats politician. But I think what stands out about the decision, and Deputy Callan was pressed on this, is that there's no time limit on when the party might review that decision and no specification on how exactly Deputy Hayes could return to the party. And he was asked, Deputy Callan, is this a case that the Social Democrats are trying to hope that Deputy Hayes will resign and remain an independent TD? But that was something that Cian O'Callaghan said wasn't the case.
Paul, thank you. Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent.